Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen. Welcome back, everyone. Are you feeling overwhelmed by meal planning? Do you feel like everybody keeps saying, well, meal plan to make your life and your week easier, but you feel like you have absolutely no time or do not want to give up your Sundays just to completely meal prep all day? Well, friends, welcome back to the Hormone Healing Podcast, where today I'm going to give you the best three tips for quick meal planning when you have absolutely no time. So, are you feeling overwhelmed, maybe about eating healthy, have way too busy of a schedule to even think about meal planning, crazy scheduling all over the place, just completely feeling overwhelmed? As I mentioned in my previous episode, my husband is currently deployed for the entirety of the year 2024 overseas. And life is, let's just say, every single minute counts, right? Every single minute counts. I'm constantly thinking about, okay, I have a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. I can use these couple of minutes for self-care, or I can use these couple of minutes to play with my girls, or I can use these couple of minutes to take the dog for a walk, or I can use these couple of minutes to just kind of sit and breathe, or I can use these couple of minutes to pack lunches, or I can use these couple of minutes to do a couple of quick exercises, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. So every single minute counts, and that includes meal planning. Every single minute of meal planning counts too. I do not have an entire Sunday to dedicate to meal planning every Sunday. Or maybe I could if I really, really wanted to, but let's be honest, I am working 6 days a week, really, because I'm teaching during the week and then I'm teaching group exercises during on Saturdays, and Emma has gymnastics and all the things. So really, Sundays is the only day that I'm not having to work, and I really don't want to dedicate it just to cooking food all the time. And that's coming from me, a nutritionist who loves to cook, who loves food, who loves to eat and enjoy and find the best culinary arts and cuisine out there. But when you have very little time, when you have that crazy schedule, when you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, meal planning is one of the last things you want to spend the entire day doing. Am I right? So in this segment, we're diving into the nitty-gritty of meal planning and preparation, but the quick way. You heard that correctly. The quick, all caps, quick way. We all know how valuable these practices are. Yes, it is still essential, even when you are busy, to make sure you are nourishing your body. In fact, even maybe more so when you are busy, because that's where you're going to get the energy to keep up with your busy life, is through the nourishing foods you eat. So we all know how valuable these practices are, especially when time is scarce. So let's explore some exact ways to cut back on time in the kitchen while still ensuring nutritious meals for you and your family throughout the entire week. Let's get into it. Tip number one, efficient meal planning. Okay, let's talk about what efficient meal planning is. So instead, you might see the person who has 5 different meals out, 20 different containers, 60 different vegetables she's cutting up, and she's got this beautiful plate and counter in front of her, and she says, look at how amazing my meal prep is. But it also took her, what, like 6 hours to do? Instead of spending hours searching for recipes each week, this is one little tip you can have to be a little bit more efficient. Instead of spending hours searching for recipes each week, try setting aside just 15 to 30 minutes to plan your meals for the entire week. So I know I sometimes used to surf through like Pinterest or websites or recipe books or things like that, and it would just be forever. I'd be spending hours searching for recipes. Instead, use resources. There are resources out there like meal planning apps or websites that already offer pre-made meal plans tailored to your dietary preferences and schedule. So for example, one of the ones that I use is called their meal plan cards that one of my friends told me about, their Passionate Penny Pincher meal planning boxes. I also have another app, which is a macro-friendly food app where I can just pick off any meal I want there, and they're all very quick and easy, or most of them are very quick and easy. I also just give a whole bunch of quick, easy recipes in my hormone healing coaching, being a nutritionist myself. But using these resources, like I said, like the meal planning apps or the websites that already offer these pre-made meal plans tailored to your needs and your schedule is going to cut back a ton of time. Surfing through Pinterest is all great and dandy, right? It is fun. It is definitely fun. I love finding new recipes on Pinterest, but let's face it, when you are a busy, busy mom or busy woman, surfing through Pinterest is not going to be the best thing. And you might be surfing through until you realize you've just wasted 30 minutes and you still don't know what's on your grocery list yet. So even if you're investing just $10 for the meal planning app or the website or the pre-made meal plan cards or whatever it is that you want to use, this is a small price to pay for such a large amount of time freed up. So I'm going to pay $10 for pre-made meal plans and recipes that are delivered right to me that have the grocery list right there versus spending $30 minutes a day trying to find things like that. So that's tip number one, efficient meal plan. Tip number two is grocery shopping hacks. So another thing that you might spend hours each week doing is grocery shopping, creating your grocery list, going into the grocery store, walking up and down the aisles. Once you've planned your meals, right, it's time to tackle grocery shopping. So here are two things you can do to quicken or make grocery shopping more efficient. My grocery shopping hacks, I like to say. So consider using a grocery delivery service or a curbside pickup service if they're available in your area. So I know Aldi has like a curbside pickup service, Super Walmart has a grocery pickup service. There's a bunch in your area. Just check them out. Look for them. Find the apps. Pre-order them. This is something I have utilized tremendously since Nick has been deployed. Years back, I used to be very hesitant because I liked to pick out my own produce and knowing what I was getting and all the things like that. But you can be very specific sometimes on these curbside pickup orders. And quite frankly, I would say 90% of the time, I am quite happy with the produce that they pick out for me. And in the summer times, I go to the farmers markets anyways, and I grow my own vegetables too. So I don't even have to worry too much about the produce in the summer. It's more just the winter time. But anyways, I'm definitely less hesitant about it now because now it's just so much harder to go to the grocery store as one adult and two little kids who want to touch everything and pick everything out. And you end up coming home with 100 more items than you thought you were going to. And your stress levels have probably doubled. So not to mention you've wasted too much time in the store surfing up and down the aisles. These services, so now that Nick has deployed and the kids are the ages that they are, I use the curbside pickup. I don't use the grocery delivery because it's a little bit more expensive. I use the curbside pickup and I just order it, pre-order it. I put in my pickup time of what time I want to pick up. I drive right up. I wait like 10 minutes. If that tops, I think the longest I've ever waited was 10 minutes at the couple of stores that I go to in my area. They walk it right out. They put it in my car. I drive away. Done. Easy peasy. So these services can be a game changer for busy parents. They allow you to skip the trip to the store altogether. Otherwise, if you're still adamant and you're that person and you're still adamant about going through the aisles yourself, then my tip for that is to save time at the store, create a shopping list organized by aisle or category. So don't just walk into the grocery store with nothing. So usually if you shop at the same stores over and over again, you kind of know where everything is. So let's say you know that milk and dairy products are at the beginning of the grocery store. So you're going to put at the beginning of your grocery list, almond milk, butter, eggs, yogurt. And then you know that it goes to pasta. Then you put pasta. And then you know that it goes to meat. So then you put chicken, et cetera, et cetera. So organize it in the way that you're going to walk through the store. So that way you're not walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth through the store. That has helped me a ton when I'm going to the store. I try to organize it in how I'm going through the store. So don't just walk in with nothing because that's really going to hurt you
in the long run, right?
So you want to have a regular period, but you feel like it's not possible. Gonna be so hard, so confusing, and so much time and money to invest. Listen, girl, no, 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 and no. My coaching course, Hormone Healing, is gonna teach you how to get a regular period, reduce mood swings and headaches, and have better sex and energy with simple, easy, and tried and true practices. You can literally balance your hormones no matter what stage of life you're in. I'm gonna teach you how to do it as you go. I don't want you spending valuable money on scammy fertility apps that just guess at when you're fertile, or hundreds of dollars on ovulation strips that really aren't even always accurate. You do not need to do that. I'm going to show you how I balanced my hormones in just an hour or two each week. Literally. Let's make balancing your hormones easy and normalize having a regular period again. So come into Hormone Healing Coaching so I can show you how to get this done faster than you thought possible, so you can start living pain and moody free. Hormonehealing.org. Go check it out. That's HormoneHealing, hormonehealing.org.
Okay, so tip number one was efficient meal planning using pre-made meal plans and apps and things that deliver the recipes right to you. Tip number two was use a curbside pickup service or a grocery delivery service, or organize your grocery list exactly how the store is laid out so that you're not wasting time going up and down aisles mindlessly. Now, tip number three is streamlined meal prep. Now, let's actually talk about the meal prep itself. Instead of spending hours in the kitchen on a Sunday afternoon, just make double of a meal and eat off of it the next day, or freeze half of it for a later meal when you do not have time to cook. So let me repeat that. When you want to make, let's say, I'm just going to pull something out of my head, shepherd's pie, whatever. When you want to make shepherd's pie or whatever it is that you're making, I don't know why I thought shepherd's pie, but it was the first thing that popped into my head. But when you're making shepherd's pie, make a double batch of it and stick half of it in the freezer to eat at a later date, or stick half of it in a sealed container and put in the fridge to have again for dinner the next night. So it does not take more time to actually double a meal. It does take more time to make two meals from scratch though, right? So this is something I do. I will tend to make, I will still do some simple meal planning and prepping on Sundays, such as maybe chopping up a few veggies or making some healthy protein muffins for breakfast to grab and go throughout the weekdays while I'm rushing the girls out to preschool and daycare. But I'm not spending hours and hours cooking and cooking and cooking five different meals and five different lunches and five different breakfasts and five different dinners, essentially filling up every single Sunday. Instead, I will make one big meal on Saturday and one big meal on Sunday and double those meals both times. So now I have four meals, but I really was just cooking my dinner for Saturday and my dinner for Sunday. But now I have four meals to eat throughout the week. And side note, with Nick being gone, it's turned out to be more like six meals, because I'm realizing he ate a lot. And when it's just me and the two little girls, food lasts a lot longer. Anyway, then I will eat these for dinners or lunches throughout the week and it lasts much longer. So just double bulk your meals, freeze half or reserve half in a separate container for later in the week. So there you have it. Three tips for quick meal planning that are practical is number one, using those meal plan apps or pre-made meal plans that give you the recipes right there so you're not surfing through trying to find recipes. Number two, use a curbside pickup delivery service or organize your grocery list according to the store. And number three is streamlining your meal prep by just making double of your meals on the weekends. So there you have it, efficient meal planning and prep strategies to help you save time in the kitchen. By implementing these tips, you are going to streamline your mealtime routine and you are going to still enjoy nutritious meals even on the busiest of days. So This is some of the tips I do as a nutritionist to stay healthy. I hope you can use these tips. Go reach out to me, contact me, sign up for hormone healing coaching so that you can get all of my hormone and nutrition tips delivered right to you, personalized for your schedule and your life. I'm your hormone health coach and nutritionist, and I will give you what you need to know. So stay tuned as we explore more ways to eat healthy and live healthy when short on time. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable. Because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.